Many fear that the unique vision that is America, with its liberty, its human rights and privileges, is in danger, while a growing number of others are beginning to wonder if America is already finished due to radical changes erupting throughout our government and culture. Many say that as citizens, we are hopelessly and irreconcilably at cross purposes with one another at this point in time, no longer sharing a common set of principles and values. In spite of these challenges, I say that America is indeed a vision and one unable to be held captive by any enemy, foreign or domestic, because the vision for America born in liberty was God-inspired and is God-given. America came forth as a seed planted within the hearts of early citizens, in particular our founding fathers, who first sought God on bended knee for wisdom and then received insights. These inspirations were subsequently recorded, becoming our unique Constitution and Bill of Rights. Were their thoughts merely ideas of man? In part, yes, but via persons whose souls sought God. So though the news of strife and division today, as well as the events of certain periods of our young history, have worn us weary at times, I say that this same vision of America is still alive and well and living within those who know the true story of our country's inception. We must remember and understand as well the price in blood and sacrifice that has been paid and is continuing to be paid to gain and sustain the liberties and values here, within the boundaries of our nation, as well as for the cause of freedom throughout the world. Therefore, I do not accept or receive any ill-begotten word or view that our constitutionally based America, with God at the helm, is null and void, though many challenge its disciplines. I declare that because the vision that is America lives within our history, it also thrives in our hearts today, even if some have tried to rewrite that history. I maintain that America and what it truly constitutes abides in our souls, even if a spirit of deception seeks to convolute, modify, or eradicate our understanding of those founding principles in favor of leveling all the playing fields of life via extremist governments or religious controls, which promise convenience but in the end only leave us the fruits of propaganda-driven ideology rather than the freedom to pursue a relationship with God as led by His Spirit. Yes, the vision for America is alive and well and living within millions of citizens here in our country, as well as in the hearts of lovers of liberty throughout the world, regardless of the challenges we face, because God is who planted the vision within our founding fathers, and He is the source of true inspiration for any of us. And God is alive and well via the same Spirit within all of those who live by His leading. God cannot be undone, and His kingdom, though not of this world, remains for each of us to seek and experience, no matter the conditions around us. With regard to our current challenges, I believe that since God was the source of the original inspiration behind the birth of our nation, God remains the source of wisdom needed to bring resolution to our present condition. But do we seek Him? Some citizens still do. So among those who do, let us offer our wholehearted support that we might become a source of inspiration to others. Let us encourage one another to remain focused on the Spirit of God throughout all the seasons and challenges of life, but especially during treacherous times when the enticement to hate or to collapse into despair is ever lurking. And as we hold to liberty, we must consider that without it, there can be no free discussion about God or spirituality of which can prepare us to return good for evil. Without liberty, we are left with the great God of inflated government or religious extremism seeking to be a conscience for us, which always ends as a poor substitute for authentic spirituality, too often managed and mandated by harsh and inhumane laws. So the pure, hard-won vision of liberty which America holds is essential for all related values and charities to continue, not only here in America, but also via the limitless ways that the world has benefited from our outreach programs and by the very beacon of hope and liberty that America sends out to billions of people. I realize that we have not been a perfect society over the decades and have fought bitterly at times within our borders to rectify certain wrongs with respect to freedom or equal rights, but evil and oppression have been defeated more often than not, allowing more and more people to be brought into the circle of liberty over time. So let us not reverse that trend toward freedom. Should we become complacent in the face of our challenges? Or should we fail to teach our young the true story of our nation as well as the value of freedom? As for the strife we see about us, let us keep our eyes on the lighthouse, more than on the storms raging around us. Let us not become weary and well-doing or confused about our core values. Let us not allow ourselves to slip into the dreamland of impossible social utopias, since spiritual growth and accomplishment are still a matter of individual choice, often coupled with the application of sustained hard work, yet all stemming from personal character. And in response to our deep and growing concern about the developing division in our society, let us not fall to the temptations offered by any spirit of darkness or self-righteousness and thus be lured into contempt for others. Let us continue to teach the truth in love as the Apostle taught us in Scriptures. To nourish ourselves, let us continue to look into the archives of our history and draw strength and inspiration from those such as Martin Luther King Jr. in his I Have a Dream speech. Quote, "In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline." Unquote. Therefore, my friends, I stand for that liberty by which I can choose accomplishment over despondency and vision over despair. I give all glory and thanksgiving to God, the originator of mercy, and by whose grace we have seen this grand experiment called America unfold. Join me today in a commitment to rediscover the tenets of liberty articulated within our precious national documents, and hear with me again great words of wisdom and counsel from those inspiring leaders who have walked before us. Let us gain our food for life from the heavenlies, and from those inspired by grace. Let us remember, embrace, and engrave upon our souls the slogan, "In God we trust," knowing that by belief we start on the quest for wisdom as individuals, and by belief our founding fathers received and transmitted the vision for our nation. Let us remember always that it is by faith we receive what we need from our Heavenly Father to finish the magnificent journey of the soul. That is the journey of our own soul, as well as the soul of our nation. God bless and keep you in His mercy and grace. And God bless America.